morning, and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Zambia records one more cholera death as cases rise to 639. Government hands over 17 vehicles worth 47 million kwacha to districts. And in international news, opposition supporters killed in overnight clashes as Uganda president takes election lead.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health has confirmed one cholera-related death in Makonde District as the country's cumulative cholera cases rise to 639. Speaking at a press briefing, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima said as of 15th January 2026, the country had recorded 639 cumulative cholera cases with 614 recoveries and 10 deaths, bringing the case fatality rate to 1.45%. Dr. Mchima has noted that the outbreak has been largely concentrated in Northern Province, particularly in Mpulungu, Nsama and Senga Hills districts. The minister has further disclosed that 17 patients are currently admitted to health facilities in Lusaka district, including one at Chipata Level 1 Hospital, one at Mtendere Clinic, five at Kalingalinga Clinic, four at Chelston Clinic, and six at Chinda Clinic.
Since August 2025, Zambia has experienced cholera outbreaks affecting 17 districts across seven provinces. As of 15th January 2026, Zambia has reported 639 cumulative cholera cases, with 614 recoveries and 10 deaths. Case fatality rate is at 1.45%. The recent death was recorded on 12th January 2026 in Makonde District.
Government has handed over 17 vehicles valued at over 47 million kwacha to 17 districts across the country as part of efforts to improve service delivery. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba said the vehicles will play a critical role in enhancing the ministry's operations, particularly in reaching the most vulnerable people in society. Ms. Mwamba says the new vehicles will support the effective implementation of social protection programs, including those targeting women, children, the elderly, and persons with disabilities. The minister has urged the beneficiary districts to use the vehicles responsibly and strictly for their intended purpose.
Today we are gathered here for a very special occasion for the official handover of 17 vehicles to 17 districts across the country. These vehicles, valued at 47,423,812 kwacha, are not just machines. They are instruments. They are indeed instruments of service. They are tools that will help bring development closer to our people.
Patriotic Front faction acting president Given Luvinda says there is need to examine the reasons behind the continued proliferation of political parties in the country. Speaking at an opposition political parties movement meeting organized by the Council of Elders, Mr. Luvinda said opposition parties must first introspect before calling for solidarity and unity. He has stressed that opposition unity should go beyond boardrooms and public statements and instead be demonstrated on the ground where it matters most.
We are where we are because of personal egos. That's the bottom line. I think the first question to ask, before we can talk about unity, we must talk about that which puts us asunder. What is it that's causing the proliferation of political parties in Zambia? Between 2000 and 2025, 100 new political parties have been registered. What is motivating us to form these political parties? for us in the Patriotic Front, we participated in a number of alliances. We were in Chawama as Tonse, but we were also told by another Tonse that PF is not wanted in Chawama.
And speaking on behalf of the Council of Elders, former Chief Justice Lombe Chide Sakunda called on opposition political parties to set aside their differences and work together for a common cause.
Or can we bury some of those differences, even if we agree that there may be different parts, different political players have tried to follow? And this is really the reason why we called this meeting, to try and see whether from this sort of meeting, what we can actually chart the way forward.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Amuetwa says there was nothing divisive in President Hakainde Hichilema's remarks at the Choma rally. Speaking during a media engagement, Mr. Amuetwa said the president was simply delivering a message to the Zambian people. He has added that those attempting to politicize the statement have no substantive issues to raise, noting that the UPND has made significant progress in driving development across the country.
Every day, politicking, HH this, HH that, HH has said this at the Choma rally. There is nothing that President HH said at the Choma rally which should be contended as having been divisive. Nothing. He was just delivering a message for a willing citizenry. And all those who are trying to concoct issues out of what President Hakainde Hichilema said, it's because they have no issues. And citizens get it. Out of all what President HH said in Choma, have you heard anybody contend with him to critique any police pronouncement?
Phoenix Open University has appealed to governments to extend its sponsorship programs to private universities. Speaking during the official launch of the State of the Arts Community and Skills-Based University, University Vice Chancellor Liseli Miti thanked government for the free education policy, noting that the university stands to benefit from increased enrollment at university level. Ms. Miti said the university has, over the years, graduated more than 400 students across various faculties and is confident of contributing to the government's education agenda.
We wish to applaud the free education policy that we have seen so many children going back into school. And this is now what is even giving us a lot of confidence that even as we go into university, we will see an influx of children, because there are so many children now accessing education in primary and secondary because of the free education policy that the UPND government has put in place. As a university, we shall benefit from this increased number of potential students intending to do tertiary education.
And University Senate Council Chairperson Dr. Flatson Zimba has described the institution as an education powerhouse and thanked government for creating an enabling environment for private learning institutions to thrive.
It's very Zambian that, you know, people will answer to an investment where they are not looking at a return to themselves, but a return into future generations. And I'm sure we can learn something from the shareholders or the drivers, you know, behind, you know, civic, you know, schools. I've done some research around to see locally or regionally if such an institution exists where a child can start from baby class and be able to say, I will leave after my PhD, you know, there are very, very few institutions. When we say Phoenix Open University, we are looking at a university that already is tested in the market via the full accreditation with HEA.
Meanwhile, Mtendere Ward for Councillor Boniface Chibeka, who represented Education Minister Douglas Siakalima, said the university will enable communities to access tertiary education and help reduce school dropouts.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Hadassa Heart Energy and Norinco International have signed a memorandum of understanding to develop the Zind Zati solar project, comprising a 50 megawatt solar photovoltaic plant and a 100 megawatt hour battery energy storage system valued at $76 million. The Zinzati